Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the 35th Torino Film Festival. I'm here with Brian O'Malley. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Director of The Lodgers, which is in After Hours. Your film is like the perfect gothic tale. Like the
thank you.
With all the everything that's needed is there. What brought you to this screenplay, which was written by David Turpin? What fascinated you about it?
Okay, for me, it felt like a film that my life was going directing itself towards it, and I eventually found it. When I decided I wanted to be a director a long time ago, I would watch many movies, and I discovered a film called The Innocents with Deborah Kerr, 1966 film, and I for years this for me has been the perfect gothic ghost story, and I have always aspired towards making a film that could fall within that sort of space, that cinematic space. So after I made Let Us Pray, the producers of The Lodgers asked me to read this script. And I knew, like, around page 10 or 12, there's a scene in the forest where Rachel is stopped by Sean, and she says to him, "You won't follow me all the way home, limping like that, will you?" And he says, "Well, I would if you asked me to." Yeah. And I thought this was so beautiful, such a beautiful exchange within a story that was going to become very dark. I just thought, okay, there's something really more, there's something else to this film other than just gothic ghost story. It can be something else. And I was kind of sold already at that point, and it was a case of discovering the rest of the story. So it was a very easy decision for me once I read the script to say, yes, I would like to direct this movie. It felt very natural for me. I wanted my second film. My first film, Let Us Pray, is a very full-on horror, particularly the climax. And I enjoy those kind of films, but it was important to me that I didn't become only that director. I needed to become a director who could expand beyond that. So The Lodgers, for me, was an opportunity to stay within the world of horror, but do something more elegant and different.
A higher level of sophistication in terms of being of class, of style. How much did you work on the script with David? Did you work you follow it like word by word, or you made your own?
I have done some screenwriting myself. I'm very respectful of the writer. The writer is the author of the story. So for me, they are the source of all the answers. If you have any questions as a director, ask the writer, okay? So when I got the script, it was very, very much the film you see, except for the climax. Climax was very different. And we explored a number of climaxes. And the second last climax we had actually involved the water coming out from the trapdoor and filling upwards through the house, going up each floor and pushing them up. And then Rachel having to swim back down to save Sean. But it actually was far too expensive. We couldn't afford it. Okay, so David, being a genius, says, well, here's another option that's the opposite, and it's really inexpensive. And his idea was that underneath the house is the inverted house. And that is actually a stroke of genius, because in the film, the twins' lives mirror each other. And then their life mirrored their parents, and their parents mirror their grandparents, and then the house mirrors itself. So I thought this was very poetic climax of the
and
movie.
And actually it works.
And it works,
well.
Yeah. And also it was quite inexpensive, because when Sean swims through the house, there's five shots. And so we had to do empty shot of the house, and then in the swimming pool we filmed him against black, and then we superimposed him in and added dirt, and it looks like he's swimming through the house. So it was a much less expensive solution. And then when they enter the black void, well, it was just black fabric under the water, and that doesn't cost anything.
It was effective anyway.
It was effective, but it was all driven by cost, but also trying to find an ending that the audience didn't expect, which is always a challenge.
I want to talk to you about the sound design of the film, which is fantastic, and it's really like an additional, if I may say, an additional character to it, because it gives you really... It is when you are more frightened. I mean, I was more frightened and more taken by the sounds of it.
Sure.
So how did you work with the sound designer on that?
Okay, well, it's when I'm working on a film, I always try to find something that is an inspiration that is outside genre. Mm-hmm. So I feel that genre films that only service genre become, it's like a closed loop. Okay, so if you want to find a way for your film to rise and become something else, you need to find inspiration somewhere else. Okay, so for me on this movie, the strong inspiration orally for the sound of the film, and in some ways visually, but mostly sound, was The Duke of Burgundy.
Okay,
you know this Peter Strickland film. Okay, so that had the most has the most incredible audio experience, which
it was shown here at the festival.
Yes,
years
that's
ago.
Correct. Yeah. So that was a big inspiration. I thought, okay, that's a you know that's not a genre movie, but it's very strange and disturbing, and the sound is amazing. So everybody involved in the film watched this, amongst others, including the sound guys. And I basically said, look, the sound, don't look at the pictures and think the pictures is telling you what the sound. The sound must be its own thing. Mm. Just because you see this action, it doesn't mean you have to replicate it with the audio. There is no rules. Find another way to suggest it through sound. So I gave a very wide open brief with the audio, and I said, the more strange the sound is, and the more disconnected it is from the pictures,
and the more
disturbing, and the more you distort it and put it through tape loops, and it becomes something else entirely, then the film can move into a different space in terms of audio. And audio, and as Sergio Leone used to say, sound is 50% of the film.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was very important to me that the audio went into a different space so that, combined with the pictures, the experience would be something else.
And it was, actually. It was
thank
something
you, yeah.
else. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Brian O'Malley, the director of The Lodgers. I'm Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.